whether that's going to come over to the Kansas side of the state line, and kind of makes you wonder what the naming rights are going to lead to there once they move out of Kaufman.
It is 651. If they can find the buyer, you've got it.
You're right.
Put your name on it. 651. Hey, pleased to be joined this morning by Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. What a beautiful day. So nice not hearing that wind blow.
No doubt about that. Yeah, it was howling last night, that is for sure. Well, hey, let's see, business after hours coming up later this week, huh?
I tell you what, we have a busy next few weeks. It's a lot of fun, a lot of exciting things happening. And yes, this Thursday, the 21st, we will have our business after hours, and it will be held at Emporia State University in Kramer Hall. That's the School of Business in their CyROC, in the Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center. And what great partners to the community CyROC has been since their existence, helping so many different organizations, community groups, and we're excited that they are hosting our November Business After Hours. And this is an important event for our membership, as it is the membership meeting in which we elect our new members to the Board of Directors. So I encourage all of our members out there to please go online to our website, EmporiaKSChamber.org, and register to attend and help us vote in and welcome in new members to the Board of Directors.
All right, that is big doings right there for the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, the business after hours up on the campus of Emporia State University at Kramer Hall and the School of Business at CyROC. Well, Janine, it is nearly parade time, isn't it?
2 weeks from today, Ron, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Janine.
I am, too. I'm excited about this, and despite yesterday's wind, the weather has been just absolutely beautiful, and that is what we are expecting for the 46th annual Christmas parade as well, which will be held 2 weeks from today on Tuesday, December the 3rd.
All right, and we look forward to having Janine join us on the broadcast, which we'll have on KVOE and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. And what is our theme this year, Janine?
A storybook Christmas, and we think this will just be a wonderful evening. It's been fun reading the different parade entries coming in and getting everybody's different perspectives and takes on that theme of a storybook Christmas. So we're pretty excited about that. We're excited to introduce this year our very first year of having a sensory block. And you might ask what a sensory block is. Well, this will be the very first block of the parade between 4th and 5th Avenue along Commercial Street. And the parade will go by on this block, so everybody will see the parade. However, there won't be the flashing lights, the loud noises, and all the commotion that will happen with the rest of the parade. So those with sensory issues of all ages can come down and enjoy the parade, and we're pretty excited to be introducing this.
All right, yeah, interesting concept, and hopefully that goes well, and we can get more people down to enjoy one of the big events here in our community, the 46th annual Community Christmas Parade from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. And who might our parade marshals be, Janine?
I tell you, couldn't be any better. Don and Robbie Hill will be recognized as our parade marshals this year. And both Don and Robbie have contributed and have given so much back to our community that by honoring them as our parade marshals is the least we could be doing to show our thanks to them for all that they've done for the Emporia and the Emporia area.
And will festivities kick off with the lighting and dedication ceremony again this year, Janine?
Yes, it will. Right in front of our office, the Trussler Business Center at 719 Commercial will begin the evening around 6:10 in the evening with a wonderful program with the lighting and dedication ceremony, and then the parade will start promptly at 7 p.m., so we really do look forward to seeing everybody 2 weeks from today on Tuesday, December the 3rd.
Sounds storybook to me. Thanks, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
It does. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Good to talk to you. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. St. Mark's Lutheran Church, their community senior meals, chock only $5 a meal. Great deal. They do this the first and third Wednesdays of the month.
Uh-huh.
And it is time to get your reservations in. You must do that by today. 342-5850. Again, St. Mark's, they're only $5. So seniors, a great deal, ages 60 and over, that they put on great meals. And what a meal tomorrow. Turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, rolls, pumpkin pie.
Oh, that's the list right there.
That's tomorrow. So call, get your reservation in, 342-5850, only $5. 6:56. There's the lunch bell, and our school lunch menu is brought to you by Citizens Estate Bank. And, of course, 10 locations to serve their great customers. Let's head to Walnut Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Henley from Walnut Elementary School. On Tuesday, November 19th, breakfast will be breakfast ham biscuit with fruit, juice, and milk. Our lunch choices for today are hamburger on a bun or pig in a blanket with sweet potato fries, celery sticks, apple and milk.
And nicely done. Thank you very much. School lunch menus brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Now with 10 locations to serve their great customers. Citizen State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The other day I saw my friend at a four-way stop as we were both pulling up to the intersection.